Good morning. Welcome to Focus. I'm Terry James, and it's time for Mayor on the Air, the program name, because I couldn't think of a better one. We have Mayor Chris Haglock here in the studio. Hello, Mayor.
Good morning.
We have something going on coming up in April that people have been asking you about.
Yeah, that darn parking lot.
When is that thing going to open, by the way?
You know, it looks so nice, we should probably never open it.
I mean, I've been hearing people talk. They're like, it's perfect. It's completely done. That's actually not the truth. There's a couple
it's
things to come.
Not the truth, right. We're actually waiting for some decorative poles that are supposed to be here like the second week of April, so we can get those up and get our decorative lighting in the plaza put up, and then that will be the finishing touches to that. And we are scheduling tentatively, it looks like, April 24th for a ribbon cutting.
I think I said April 1st. April 24th. So you guys have a few more weeks.
That's
April
true.
24th.
You got it.
So I hear there'll be some hors d'oeuvres, other things there. This will be a big fancy event.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a big deal, though. We've been watching this out our front window the entire process. So
we're pretty proud of it. It kind of puts everything together downtown.
Now, I've been seeing Frontier trucks all around town a little more frequently. Is there a reason for that, Mayor?
There is. We're actually the Public Works guys are being very busy right now. We are doing a lot of Julie locates because Frontier telecommunications are here along with the Viola telephone, and they're all putting fiber in our community. So they are very active. We're out doing Julies. So if you see someone marking something in your yard, it's probably because they're doing some underground boring there in your area.
All right. So keep that in mind as you go down our streets. And of course, follow the speed limit or we will call the police. Officer Jade Ford steps in. Hello. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I want to tell you guys, Jade Ford is a brand new police officer in the area. Not brand new. She's been around the block here, but she used to work in the city of Rock Island, right?
Yes.
There is a program, though, that you're involved with, and this is for young folks, females especially, and it is called the Trust the Process Teen Group, and it helps at-risk youth. Jade, when you worked for the city of Rock Island, you had a lot of interactions with youth and young people who maybe were in some sort of trouble, maybe didn't have a good home life. And you started a program called Trust the Process Teen Group, primarily females, but you do hope to expand over time, I know. But it is for those at-risk youth. So tell us about when that first popped in your head. What were you seeing on the streets that made you want to start this group?
Well, I wanted to start the group because I was dealing with a female multiple times over and over again, and I just didn't understand why. I got a call, and we brought her back to the department. Me and Chief had a conversation with her, you know, just having the conversation. We brought her parents in, had a conversation with her, and then I was just like, you know what? We're going to do something about this. You're coming in on Monday. We're going to just have a conversation. We're going to open up a cold drink and talk about whatever we want to talk about. And I said, come to the police department at 4 to 5. We're just going to talk about whatever. We talked about whatever she wanted to talk about. And then I asked her, I was just like, is this something you want to do again? Or is just a one and done thing? She goes, I would like to come here and do it again if we can. And so the next time she came in, she brought a friend. And then the other time she came in and she brought another friend. So then it just kind of just formed a group where we could just talk about anything and I can give my opinions, they can give their opinions to me. And just starting this group has like made it good for me, especially being a police officer, because it's helping me understand them as, you know, a kid. And me being a police officer, I need that to understand what a kid goes through and how they feel. And that's just how it started.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of strikes me because you did something that I don't think you had to do. You didn't have to have that young girl come in.
No.
You didn't have to allow her friend to come in for the next session.
Nope.
You did that because you felt it could help.
Yes, and I did it on my day off because just in case they need a little bit more time with me instead of like feeling rushed because I'm at work, I made sure I did it on a day off.
Wow, I mean, that's awesome. The group is called Trust the Process. Mayor, this young lady, Jade Ford, she's Officer Jade Ford. I can't say that. She's younger than me. But, Mayor, that must make you proud to know that there are people that care so much in our community. We know there are lots of people like that, but Jade is a welcome one as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We're proud to have her. It's great that she decided on her own that she wanted to start this program and started meeting with these gals, and they're wanting to meet with her. And we hope that this continues and that maybe we can do the same thing with the young men here in town.
All right. Very good. Jade, again, thank you for sharing that. I think we're going to do a fuller interview here in the coming weeks. But if folks want to hear more about this, you say that girls all across Aledo and Mercer County can join?
Yes. If teachers can recommend them, or parents feel like they need to talk to me about their kid. Or other than that, if they see me on the street just walking around, just come up to me and talk to me hey, I'm not feeling too good about the situation. I don't feel like I belong at school. We can talk about it, and you can come to the police department, and you can basically be a part of the family.
It's great that kids have a safe place that they can go to talk. Sometimes that's not always the case, so thank you very much. And Mayor Haglock.
Yes, I would also like to mention that when Jade started this program, she was taking these girls out to eat and buying them snacks and whatnot out of the kindness of her heart, with her own money. So this program is hopefully going to be successful through her, but we're hoping for the folks out there that feel that this is a great program that maybe they would donate to it. So if you are interested in supporting the program and continuing it, I know Jade has mentioned maybe doing some t-shirts. Is that something you'd like to do?
You gonna make some cool t-shirts?
Yes, I would love to make some cool t-shirts, especially when we do volunteer work, but also for people to represent TTP.
And you say some girls might be out at Rhubarb Fest this year?
Yes.
Which, Mayor, how many days is that? Let's see, it's about 60, 70 days away, man.
So, yeah.
Coming up very quick. Well, Jade, it's been just a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for sharing and for everything that you're doing here in the Mercer County area. Appreciate it so much. And Mayor Chris Haglock, boy, I didn't get any time to give you a hard time today.
Isn't that sad?
I'll send you an email with a bunch of things, okay?
Would you please?
And could you have that back to me by, the next morning at 8 a.m.?
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. All right. This has been Focus.